Hi, Marty Lurie here, KMBR 680. Giants baseball coming up, another beautiful day in Arizona. Joined by Jared Parker, and whenever I see you, I want to say, where'd you go? You know, you're the ultimate traveler for me.
Yeah, you know, I love to travel, love to experience new things. You know, this year a little different, quick traveling a little bit, not too much though.
Did you go out of the country? I'll start with that, because when I say out of the country for you, it could be all over the world.
I did. I went to Costa Rica for a few days, which was nice. Beautiful country.
Yeah, I've been there. And I remember the monkeys going one way to work, and then at 5 o'clock they'd come back the other way. It was like a commute.
Yeah, super. Monkeys everywhere. It was awesome. Awesome place.
Oh, very good. All right, Jared Parker with us. Baseball-wise over the winter, what'd you do baseball-wise?
Oh, you know, always worried about my strength, always trying to get bigger and stronger, and being able to keep on that weight for the entire season, you know, for the next 7-8 months of baseball. You know, it's really tough to maintain in that strength, so I'm always focused on that.
This is a big season for you, and you know, we always look for stories in spring training. You know, I talked to Tim Hudson yesterday. I said, well, it's the young man coming up trying to make a mark. It's a veteran who's trying to say, okay, it's my time. It's the injured player coming back. It's the guy who's hanging on by a thread. There's always a story of spring training, and for you, you're one of the stories, and there's a competition going on for left field, and you're 28 years old, and say, here's your time. How do you feel about that?
You know, I'm excited. When it comes to worrying about everything else, I'm not too concerned with it. You know, I'm going to play the game the way I know how to play. You know, if I go about my business the right way, and you know, all I try to do is every time I step on the baseball field, give 110%. You know, I try to leave it all out there, and you know, if I do that, whatever happens, I know I'll have my head held high at the end of the day.
Yeah, well, that's the attitude to have. What are you trying to accomplish this spring, maybe that you didn't do in another spring?
You know, I wouldn't say I necessarily try to do anything different. You know, like I said, I'm every day I try to get myself better. You know, I'm always trying to learn. You know, I've been talking to, I always talk to the veteran guys, kind of try to pick their brain and see if there's little insights I can get better. So I'm working every day to get better, and you know, that's about all I try to do.
All right, Jared Parker with us. Nice to have him on the show. He's in that competition for left field. When you do speak to a veteran and pick their brain, what sort of things do you ask a veteran?
You know, all kinds of things, depending on the situation. You know, how they handle certain situations in the moment and their thought process against certain pitchers is something I like to really think about. You know, I've been talking to a lot of the Giants are great about bringing veteran, you know, old Giants in, which is really cool. It's such a special treat. So, you know, talking to guys like Ellis Burks and Cody Ross is really special for me. So, honestly, I'm just trying to learn anything and everything I can from them.
Well, you say old Giants, you make me feel old.
No, not at all. You're young. You're young.
Right, 20 years of doing this. So nice to have Jared with us. We've watched in the fall league. I've seen you hit big home runs off the backdrop out here. Mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of things you've done over the course of your career. Is there a part of your game that has to be honed in a little bit? Breaking balls, fastballs, better in the count. Is there something that you want to do better?
You know, I'm always trying to get better. So when it comes to specific things, you know, I'm always working on, you know, being able to work the count a little bit better, you know, having more consistent ABs. And, you know, like I said, that's one of the things I try to work with veterans on is pick their brains. And, you know, I'm always big on trying to figure out how to have the best impact throughout a long season.
Yeah. Defensively, talking about left field now, but you played center field, you played right field. Do you prefer, I know people say, look, I just want to be in the big leagues, but is there an outfield position that you feel more comfortable in?
No, not necessarily. You know, I've played all three. I've probably played mostly right, you know, and mostly right and left and then center. But, you know, for the Giants last year, I played, you know, a couple games in center and in right and left. So I don't feel more comfortable anywhere. I'm fine playing anywhere, and I just, whatever I do play, I just like getting repetitions there and getting as much work in as possible.
All right, Jared Parker with us. One last thought. Rob Manfred, the commissioner, talking about pace of play, speed it up. We want more balls in play, a lot of strikeouts, a lot of home runs. Are you a guy that steps out of the box? Are you a guy, a contemplative guy, or, you know, they want to keep this thing moving? How do you feel about what they're talking about, and how do you approach it?
You know, I haven't read into too much about that. You know, I'm depend unless you know Boach or one of the coaches says something about it, I'm going to continue to play the way I play, and I think most of the guys are going to do that. So I'm just going to play my game.
Yeah. Are you a video guy? Do you watch a lot of video?
I do watch video. I try to limit it. You know, I try to pick my spots and only see particular things, because if you watch too much, you can just get inundated with video.
Yeah. Analysis by paralysis is what they call it, too much. So Mac Williamson and you in this competition, but you guys are two good friends.
Yeah. Mac's a good buddy, and everybody's been trying to kind of asking about that, and that's the thing, is I don't really see it as that at all. You know, I think Mac's a great player, and I think we both have special talents, and I think we both can contribute. And you know, when it comes to competition, I don't really see it that way. We both play the way we play.
Yeah, very well said, Jared. Nice to have you on the show as always. I appreciate it, and I'm glad you got to Costa Rica. And we'll follow you. Boy, the games are coming up, and we're going to follow you very closely. So I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
All right, more coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.